This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Britain announced today that it will send 400 more soldiers to Iraq. It's an effort to help maintain security for the January 30th elections. That move comes as insurgents continue their assault on Iraq's own security services. Just today, gunmen assassinated Baghdad's deputy police chief and his son. They were driving to work together when their car was machine gunned. A suicide bomber also got a hold of a police car and exploded it at a police station, killing at least three people. These attacks come 3 weeks before the start of the elections, and the next targets of violence and intimidation may be potential voters. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Baghdad.
There are leaflets being left outside apartment buildings and homes in western Baghdad. They say bluntly, "He who wants his wife to become a widow and his sons orphans, let him go and vote." Residents who have received them say masked men pull up in certain neighborhoods and give them to children to distribute. Intimidation, and not direct violence, is what may keep people away from the polls on January 30th. The target is mainly Sunni voters. At a tea house in Baghdad, a group of men play backgammon to while away the hours. This man from the city of Ramadi in the heart of the Sunni triangle says he's afraid to vote because he's also been told what will happen to him if he does. It is chaos, he says, because of the fight between the Mujahideen and the Americans. It's an ongoing battle. In Al Anbar, warnings are going out to the citizens. The Mujahideen say it's prohibited to vote or receive the voting forms. The insurgent campaign to dissuade Sunni voters has been more organized and more widespread, observers note, than the government or election commission one to convince them it's safe. One notable exception is a public service announcement that plays on Iraqi television. In it, a group of Iraqis is seen confronting a group of masked insurgents. Their slogan roughly translates to, "Don't worry about Iraq, we are its people." The Election Commission announced the number of polling stations around the country over the weekend. Baghdad, home to 5 million people, will have around 1,200. The number for Al Anbar province, home to 800,000 people, was not announced. But NPR has learned there will only be 32. A source close to the election planning says that election officials have been too frightened and intimidated to properly assess the voting needs of the community there. John Simmons heads the UN's election security team. He admits that there have been problems, but stresses that those who want to vote in Anbar will be able to.
It is difficult. We cannot perhaps set out as many polling centers as we would like, but our judgment is that it's better to have a few well-sited, well-run, and well-guarded sites in those areas to enable the community to get out and vote than have too many, which will be much more vulnerable.
The security plan calls for three tiers of protection. Police will be closest to polling centers, then Iraqi army will provide the next layer of security. The U.S. military will be available in case there's an attack. But Simmons says that two areas will have a different security plan.
We have two very separate parts of the country which have been problematic with security and threats of intimidation to the electoral staff. And that is Al Anbar and the city of Mosul. We have had to depend much more on the multinational forces to provide us with the security that we're going to need in those two areas. And whilst they will have a greater role, we will still have Iraqi army and we'll still have Iraqi police.
But in Nineveh province, where Mosul is located, only 600 out of 13,000 police are showing up for work. Election officials are being intimidated as well, and some have resigned. Inside the well-protected green zone, this man, who oversees half of Baghdad's polling centers, did not want to give his name. He says no one outside his office knows what he does. He adds that many of his co-workers have received threats. Until now, there's been no security, he says. We feel like we're not dealing with people, we're dealing with monsters. If they hear even a small word about us, we're dead. When asked why he still works towards January 30th, he shrugs. We have the right to dream of a better life, he says. Sacrifices have to be made. If the sacrifice means making a better life for the next generation, then we're willing to do it. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.